Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test, tackling the question, describe a time when you had to handle a critical situation. The IELTS speaking test is a rigorous assessment of your ability to communicate effectively in English. A typical speaking test lasts between 11 to 14 minutes and is divided into three parts: introduction and interview, long turn, and two-way discussion. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I evaluate candidates across four criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and accuracy and pronunciation. One type of question that frequently appears is centered around handling critical situations. This topic not only assesses your storytelling ability and vocabulary, but also examines your capacity to convey complex ideas clearly. In this article, we'll dive into effective strategies for answering such questions, supplemented with sample responses that can help you achieve a high band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner asks questions about familiar topics to assess your ability to talk about everyday experiences. Here are some questions you might encounter. Common questions: what do you do for work or study? Do you enjoy your work or study? Why or why not? Can you describe a typical day at work or school? Sample answer. Question: can you describe a typical day at work or school? Answer: certainly. On a typical day, I start by reviewing my tasks and setting priorities for the day. I then spend my morning focused on individual work, such as writing reports or preparing presentations. In the afternoon, I usually have team meetings to discuss ongoing projects. Engaging in collaborative work is something I enjoy, as it allows for diverse viewpoints and effective problem solving. Part 2, Long Turn. In Part 2, you are given a cue card with a topic to talk about for up to 2 minutes. Cue card: describe a time when you had to handle a critical situation. You should say what the situation was, why it was critical, what you did to resolve it, what the outcome was. Sample answer. Answer: one critical situation I had to handle occurred during my final year of university. We were given a group project with a tight deadline, and one of our team members suddenly fell ill, leaving us short-handed. This situation was particularly critical because we risked missing our deadline, which would have negatively impacted our grades. To resolve this, I suggested we quickly redistribute the pending tasks among the remaining team members. I took on additional responsibilities, such as coordinating the group and finalizing the report. We also extended our working hours and closely monitored our progress daily. Thanks to our collective effort and commitment, we managed to complete and submit the project on time, which earned us an excellent grade. This experience taught me the importance of teamwork, quick decision-making, and adaptability in stressful situations. Teamwork collaboration, teamwork. A group of diverse students working together on a project, with laptops and notebooks open, collaborating effectively to meet a deadline. They look stressed but determined. Follow-up questions. How did you feel after resolving the situation? Answer: I felt a strong sense of accomplishment and relief. It was gratifying to see our hard work pay off and know that we could handle pressure effectively. What skills do you think are essential for managing critical situations? Answer: I believe skills such as effective communication, problem solving, and adaptability are crucial. Staying calm under pressure and being able to devise a quick, strategic plan also play a significant role. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner discusses more abstract concepts related to the topic in Part 2. This segment assesses your ability to analyze, discuss, and convey ideas at a higher level. Examiner's questions. Why do you think some people handle stress better than others? Answer: I believe it boils down to individual differences in personality, coping mechanisms, and past experiences. Some people are naturally more resilient and have developed effective stress management strategies over time. Do you think technology can help in managing critical situations? Answer: absolutely. Technology, such as project management software and real-time communication tools, can significantly ease the management of critical situations. They facilitate smoother coordination, track progress, and enable quick decision-making. Key vocabulary and phrases. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, it's essential to use a diverse range of vocabulary and complex grammatical structures. Here are some important words and phrases relevant to the topic. Critical situation, noun, a defining moment requiring immediate and effective action. Example, handling a critical situation like a project deadline teaches valuable life skills. Redistribute, verb, to distribute something differently or again, typically restoring a balance. Example, we quickly redistributed tasks to cope with the shortage of staff. Resilient, adjective, able to withstand or recover quickly from difficult conditions. Example, people who are resilient tend to handle stress better. Effective problem solving, noun phrase, the ability to find quick and reasonable solutions to complex issues. Example, effective problem solving is crucial in situations of high pressure. Adaptability, noun, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, adaptability is vital when unexpected situations arise. Advice for high scores. Practice regularly. Regular practice will make you more confident and fluent. Expand your vocabulary. Learning new words and phrases can significantly improve your lexical resource score. Simulate exam conditions. Practice speaking for the full duration of each part to get accustomed to the timing. Get feedback. Work with a tutor or join a study group to receive constructive feedback. With the right preparation and strategies, you can master the IELTS speaking test and achieve the high band score you aim for. Be confident, clear, and coherent in your responses, and remember to use rich vocabulary and varied grammatical structures to impress the examiner. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.